Simon & Schuster Audio presents Creating Wealth. Retire in 10 years using Allen's 7 Principles of Wealth. Written and read by Robert G. Allen.
Why is it that money seems to flow to some people like a magnet and seems to be repelled from others? This question has always intrigued me, and I was determined to discover the answer. I began to examine my own experiences in creating personal wealth. I talked with dozens of people, poor, well-off, and wealthy. Each person taught me something. I began to notice common threads and patterns. What I discovered was astonishing. Let me share with you a whole new way of thinking about money and a proven method of acquiring wealth. In the process, I will put to rest, hopefully forever, an incredible number of myths and misconceptions about what it takes to make and keep great wealth. As I'll show you, most of what we know about money is based upon false assumptions. As the 19th century humorist Josh Billings so aptly put it, the trouble with people is not that they don't know, but that they know so much that just ain't so. Well, what are these false assumptions, and how can we learn to let go of them? Let's examine the 9 most prevalent faulty assumptions about wealth. As you study them, notice how each one contains a grain of truth. False assumption number 1. Having a job is good and leads ultimately to wealth. It is commonly held in our society that finding a good job, working hard, and moving up the ladder to more responsibility will eventually take us to golden retirement years of wealth and happiness. The fact of the matter is that a job merely supports the habits we have, like eating, but it rarely leads to wealth. As one shrewd observer put it, wealth is when small efforts produce large results. Poverty is when large efforts produce small results. No matter how much you love your job, expecting it to make you wealthy is like looking for gold in a salt mine. If your large efforts are only producing small results, you had better check the roadmap. You may be on the road to poverty. The answer is not to work harder, but to work smarter. A job should be looked upon as a temporary inconvenience. It is a method for generating cash flow for living expenses while you are setting up an automatic pilot. More on this later. Thus, having a job is necessary for a while, but don't forget the other part of the equation. Your ultimate goal is to acquire ownership of a general.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?